Rishus Rosh Koilu, Hushu Valvatim, it's an honor to be here in the Mukim Torah. In today's day, the way our food system is set up, very rarely you'll get a chicken with a shayla at home. It goes through Mishkichim, it goes through Vesashkite, gets selected in the butcher store. It's not like a mool, where the Yidina, the Balbuster, would go to the Shoichet with the off, and the Shoichet would check it, and then it was her responsibility to check every part of the off, which is Negea. And it was very relevant, these halachos are very relevant. But because today is so different, and rarely you find a chicken home with a shayla, that's why many of us don't even know what a shayla is on an off. And even between the Moira Heruas, the Rabbonim, who aren't in a steady time in Beis HaShkita, often they get a chicken with a broken bone, they have no idea what to answer because they're not familiar with the Beis HaShkita. So that's why this Shia may be even more important, even though it's not so often, it doesn't happen, you know, on a daily basis, but it's definitely happening. And those who will have an idea and will see today, and we have to pass on at home what's a shayla, what's not a shayla. The shayla becomes more complicated even today. A lot of people buy a tray of bottoms or a tray just of tops. Rarely do you buy a whole chicken. So let's say you go home, you bought a tray of four bottoms, and you find a shayla on one of the bottoms. The bottoms means the pulka and the thigh. And you take it to your rov, and your rov says it's trefer. So where's the other part? Where's the top? And what about these other three over here? There's only two legs per chickens. I have a tray with four legs. And it's not necessarily any of these three is the pair of the other chicken, because it all gets put into one big combo, and from there it goes out, it gets packed. So it's not necessarily at all part of this whole, you don't even have the second ones here, and the other two definitely don't belong here. And what's going on with the top of the chicken, the bailik, the white meat? And every piece of chicken is a chaticha or ruil is chabad. And before it's noida, it's not bottle. The bittul only starts after the shayla, after you know the shayla. So here, you have already a chicken. I know that my part, I'm holding one piece, which is trefer. And three pieces somewhere, it's the quarter of a chicken, another three pieces, somewhere in someone's house, maybe in the butcher store, maybe still in the Beis HaShkita, we don't know, there is a trefer chicken. And a chatich ruil is covered, is not bottled, even be'elef loy bottle. What you have to do, so this the sigya from Simon Kif Yid in Yoredeya, Pirish, called the Pirish Meriva Pirish, Koidim Shinoida, Acha Shinoida, a very complex sugya which is Negeya, Zaya Asach, very often if you find really a chicken that is trefer. What do we do about the other parts? But today I'm not going to go into that subject, just mention it as a passing. The klal is, we know from the Gemara, whenever we shecht either behaime or off, nishchete hitre. Once it's geschochten, it's duach chazuke, it's probably kosher. Except for the treifes, which is a mir tamutzi. Rashi brings down a chulm that treifes huraye, on the long of the behaime, is a mir tamutzi. Memaile, we have to check every raya from the behaime. When we check the behaime, there's yid ches trifus. The Mishnah tells us there's yid ches trifus. If we'd have to check every behaime for the yid ches trifus, the cost of the meat would be very expensive, even more expensive than it is now. But that's why the klal is nishchete hitre. Once it's geschochten, you can be sure that it's kosher. Except where it's a mir tamutzi, where it's something that where it's a mere tamutzif and trifes, those we have to check. But those trifes, you're not going to find at home, because these have actually been checked in the Beis HaShchita. Anything that's a mere tamutzi, and the chiev is medav checking to see if it's anish, that's already passed an inspection in the Beis HaShchita. So when we're talking about trifes that we might find at home, is something that's not a mere tamutzi, not something that's going to happen often. But it can happen. What's considered a mere tamutzi? Which trifes are mere tamutzi? So by Bahaima we know that the raya is a mere tamutzi. The long is a mere tamutzi. So every long gets checked in Beis HaShchita. But oifes, it's very interesting that every continent, every medina, every place has a different trifes which is a mere tamutzi. Like in Eretz Yisrael, every long from every chicken is checked. So it goes on it's called the viscerating line, the stands by Mashkichim, and every chicken they check, every chicken has two lungs, every chicken is checked two lungs. Here we've had here Mumchim from Eretz Yisrael trying to check the chickens, and we don't find a mere tamutzi of the rayas in the chicken. So it depends on the climate, the air, something's happening in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not happening over here. Interesting, but the turkeys is a mir tamutzi. On the turkeys, we do have to check every raya, because there it's much more common to find a trifa on a turkey raya. So every raya of a turkey gets checked. There's another trifa which is mutzi in Eretz Yisrael, which is called tzimis hagidim, which we'll talk about later on the oifas. Years and years they've been checking it in Eretz Yisrael. Every single off is taken apart and checked the Tzimus HaGidim. We'll show you soon where the Tzimus HaGidim are. In here in the US, over the last 20, 30 years, it's never been a mere tamutzi from trifes. It's never been something that we knew that we had to be concerned about. Many times that Sudig Rabbunim came with kindness to the American Rabbunim, why aren't you checking the Tzimus HaGidim? So they used to come down here, they used to check it themselves, they would stand hours in the Beis HaShchita, they wouldn't find any shaila of Tzimus HaGidim. But the last few years, the shaila has come up to here in the US too. Meaning, Tzimus HaGidim, there's a certain illness, a machle, which comes into the Gidim of the off, and it makes them rot, it makes them deteriorate, it makes them tear, and that makes a trefer. So it's something that you can't even notice from the outside. And when you see the live chickens, even after it's geschochten, you have to be a mumche to learn how to check the Tzimus HaGidim. But we'll soon see a little how to do that. So the Maisa, this is another shaila which was in Eretz Yisrael always, and now it's come to the US. And at this time, in most Beis HaShchitas, they're checking every off gets checked for the Tzimus HaGidim. There's one mutzedige treife, a common treife, which you find here in the US and you don't find in Eretz Yisrael. In the intestine, in the kishke of the Baha'i, of the off, there's one part where it's very common to find it blown up and fa'aited. Fa'aited meaning with pus. There's a place where you can find it often blown up with pus. And here it's very mutzi, very common. And every off, even the big Beis HaShchitas, the Empire Shchita, which in their good times were shechting 130,000 oifas a day, they were checking every off, for every kishke was checked over by Mashkiach, pulled out by Mashkiach, to check if it has a blown up kishke which with pus. So the Maisa, you see, and that's so they don't check. There's some Shechitas who check, but most Shechitas don't even check for this. So we see that the Inya for me, Tamutzi, depends in the Medina, depends in the area.
You get it from Tamutzi?
Hmm?
You get it from
Tamutzi? Yeah, it's no difference. It's not organic or not. No, sorry. And there are certain things that are because of the feed through, but not, I'll get to that soon, but not this case. So the Maisa, every Medina is different. how do we judge a Mir Tamutzi? How are we koveya what's a Mir Tamutzi? Is also a big tumult. There's a Mishkan Siakiv, Chiyus Mishkan Siakiv, from the Litvish Gedolim. He says that if it could be found 1 in 10, then it's considered a Mir Tamutzi. It means if I check, let's say, 100 oifers, and amongst those 100, there's a possibility that some days I find 10 which are no good, so then I have to check every one of those 100. We don't know which one, but every one of the 100 has to get checked, because there is a possibility of finding 10 with a problem. So meaning if we have 1,000, so the possibility of checking 100, so we have to check all 1,000. Let's say there's only 3 in 100, there's a possibility of finding 3 in 100. We know that usually there is, but according to Mishkan Siakiv, we don't have to check, because 3 in 100 is Nishkan Mir Tamutzi. The 10% is a very hard gedir, especially when we take it to Toluen, where we also have to check anything. So Mir Tamutzi, we have to check for Toluen. So how do we say 10? 10 beans, 10 leaves of lettuce, 10 grains of rice, or do we say portions? Maybe 10 portions of rice, 10 portions of beans. If it's a Mir Tamutzi, then we have to check the whole thing. But if we don't usually find amongst 10 portions of rice, we don't find one, then we don't have to check the rice. Once I was in Eretz Yisrael, I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and I asked him a shaila like this. I asked him a shaila, at home, there are many who sift their mail. Not everyone does it, but especially in the Chassidish world, they sift the mail in back the challahs, they sift the flour. Do we find toluim in the flour? Very, very rarely. I can say at home, can I know, I have a big family, comes a chodesh tishre, my wife can check 100 pounds of mail, 100 pounds of flour. Probably the last 30 years, she showed me twice that she found something in the flour. Very nishkamut. However, if you go in the bakeries are using up every week. The bigger bakery is 200 pounds, 300 pounds, 500 pounds, 600 pounds. In 600 pounds of flour, there's probably going to be a toilas. Meaning like this, in a home where you use 5-6 pounds per week, you're not going to find it. It's not mutzi in 5-6 pounds. But in a bakery where you have sitting there 600 pounds of flour, probably, most likely, more than likely, you're going to find toluim amongst the 600 pounds of flour. So what's our halacha? At home, do I have to check the flour? No, it's not a Mir Tamutzi. But I have to check the flour in the bakery? Yes, maybe that's what I asked the Chaim Kanievsky. I have to check the flour in the bakery. Because knowing that probably in the bakery, amongst the 600 pounds, there is a toilas. So he said, of course you have to check. Tomanish, einigat essen den Avele. That's what he answered me. Einigat essen den Avele. Someone's going to eat that worm. So, unfortunately, by the time he told me, I didn't think about it. But afterwards, I thought that it's a good point, a very good point. But I understand it very well in the Beis HaShechita, but I don't understand it in the bakery. I'll tell you why. Let's say, we said before that in Empire, the good days were shefting 130,000 chickens. From those 130,000 chickens, we said we were checking every intestine, we were checking every kishkin. How many did they find in a day? 200. It's not even 1%, I don't think it's a 0.5%. So why are they doing it? So dort versteh ich es. You know that usually in the 130,000 you're shefting, there'll probably be 200 are no good, so someone's going to be eating the nevela. Someone is going to get a nevela. So you have to check every single one to make sure no one's going to get that nevela. Whereas, when we're talking about flour in a bakery, first of all, every dough gets a bit of dough taken off the challah, which gets burnt. Then a lot of flour falls on the floor. Then there's loads of cake that don't get sold. And this cake that does get sold and doesn't get eaten. So to say at the end of the day someone's going to eat the nevela is not necessarily so. In a bakery it's not sure. In a shechita house, yes, that's what I understand. If you don't check every chicken, then you're going to find at the end of the day someone's going to eat that mevela. But if you do in the bakery, you have enough to be soymich that toilas will go somewhere else and will never get anyone's mouth. But lemaisa, we see from over here, what I'm trying to tell you from here, that we see from over here, the Mahalakum Khan Kinyasim Emerson, the Sheikh Talevi says the same idea, that Mi'at Hamutzi doesn't go with a number of 10%. It goes with a fact. If we have a possibility that there is a problem in this amount, be it 1%, 0.5%, 0.25%, no difference, then we have to check everyone. Meaning it doesn't go relative to a percent, it's relative to the idea that if in this number we're going to have a problem, then we're mechuyev to check everyone. So that's the concept of Mi'at Hamutzi. So what we're going to do in the Beis HaShechita, they do the testing, they do the studies over the time, and they see that here in America, what we said, the raya, the lung, is nishka Mi'at Hamutzi. They can go there by days and days, and we don't see any problem with the lungs, so it's not considered Mi'at Hamutzi. On the other hand, the kishkes, even though it's a very small percent, but it's happening on a daily basis, so we can't ignore it. We can't ignore it, so we have to check every single one. This is the din for Mi'at Hamutzi. So even if it's not a percent, but we know it's happening, so that's why we have to check every single off which goes by. That's what the Mishkan Siyakev said. Mishkan Siyakev made that 10%. You have to look in the tshuva. That's what he feels is considered a mutzi. It's a famous tshuva of the Mishkan Siyakev. There's a very interesting, so let's just summarize what we said till now. What we're going to find at home is not going to be a Mi'at Hamutzi, because a Mi'at Hamutzi you're going to have been taken care of in the Beis HaShechita. So we're going to look today at the treifas, which is nicht a Mi'at Hamutzi, but could happen, and we have to know about them. There's a very interesting shaila in the Punim Me'iris. The Punimiris has a shaila like this. If someone is eating his chicken, his nachmun, his supper, in the middle of eating, he finds a broken bone, a bone that's treifer. What is it considered? Is this a shoigig or oinus? Meaning like this. Anything that's a Mi'at Hamutzi, we have to check. We have to check before. If we didn't check, sezechen is kan oynes. Shoygik efshafela shoygik kurev lemezik. You know, why didn't you check it? But something you didn't have to check, you're eating, and then you find a broken bone, and you go to the Rav says, treifer, what is this? Is this a shoygik or oynes? What's the difference? In Shemayim they know. Why do I have to know? It's a shoygik or oynes. It's a big difference. A shoygik afela for the rabunon. The Ramos says you have to fast 40 days for kapur. A shoygig in shan kleinigkeit. It's nothing. A shoygig for the rabbonon is 40 days fasting. So here we're talking about a shoygig of a treifer. A oynes is rachmune potre. A oynes medavsh kanchive. Everyone asks why Yom Kippur we say al chet shechatuni lefunecho bo oynes uberutzen. So they love to read them. But be'emes of a oynes, there's no tshiva. There's no tshiva. Only the oynes can bring later on. If you don't tshiva, maybe avayir berei is avayir. So that's why we want to get rid of the oynes. But be'emes a oynes davish kan tshiva. But a shoygig is definitely something bad. So Punim Yiris asks to Shaila, is this a oynes or a shoygig? So he brings two very strong rayas, one from a Gemara and Be'er, the Gemara of Zugdaten. Hefshet v'netir le'oile v'hi adin le'katsuvim. The Gemara in Be'er Dab Kufay. Hefshet v'netir le'oile, the Torah says by oile, you have to do hefshet, take the skin off, v'netir and cut it up. V'hi adin le'katsuvim, the butcher should also do that. It's of Nrashim, Toys and Mazos, most mind this. It means that you shouldn't eat the meat before the butcher cut it up to check the trifles. So Tosfos says, why? Why do you have to? Because once you wait till it's cut up, and if you find a trefa afterwards, then it's a oinus. So Tosfos is more or less beferish, as in Pune Meiris, it's a oinus. Später bringt der Reihe von der Mishnah in Psochem. The Mishnah in Psochem says, Hashoichet heisef b'Shabbos, v'nimtze balmim. I mean, he shechs a kol b'Pesach and Shabbos, and he finds a balmim, but it's missing a limb, so it's considered a shoichik. Nimtze treife b'seise. If you shecht it, and you find a treife inwendig, which is no way to see it before the actual shechita, that's called a oinus. That's what refers in the Mishnah. So the Purim here says, this is Raya Sha'ainul of Chiva. This Raya, no one can question this Raya. The Mishnah says, refers, if you shecht the carbon Pesach in Shabbos, and you find later a treife besaise, something that wasn't at all nicker from outside, it wasn't able to see from outside, so that's called a real oinus. And this is Rashi and Shiva, because someone's eating his meat and he finds a broken bone, which is treife, is mutter, is a oinus. But there's Duat Shiva in Chem de Shloime, it says, I have a tshuva. He says, the Pulam, he says, Rashi Einel of Shiva, the Chem de Shloime says, of course I have a tshuva. Because there, the Shaila was he was shechting. So of course, B'shas the Shechita, there's no way of seeing a treife besides it. We're talking about eating. If you want to, you could have checked every piece. You don't have to, but you have a possibility. But shechita, you have actually no way to check every piece before you shed. So what's the raya from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is saying, but shechita is a oinus. But you don't have a raya of eating is oinus. But the Maisa, the Chem de Shloime agrees that if someone is eating a piece of meat and he finds a trefer, b'shas, and eating something that isn't a meat hamutzi, is considered a oinus, and he darf nishkan kapura and nishkan shoyim. What?
The Ram Fajr, but then it's the Gaza Sakh. They were in the Shabbat palace. And they were not there holding stick. What are the legs and the arms and everything? They were not there holding stick. It was right for that reason.
Okay,
doesn't mean if you went and broke a bone, to say not to give it.
It's in Simon Tzadik Tes, states, Bittl Haibzichun only begins after Noida. You have to know it's a problem to do the formula of Bittl. Bittl only works after we are aware of the problem. So it doesn't work like that. But let's stick to the point. Now, that's a very complex shaila what you're asking, and it has to be dealt with in a different way. So, back to our she over here. What we're going to find at home is, first of all, something that's not a mir tamutzi, which we just explained because that's been checked in by Sashkita. And if we find it, it's considered a oinus. That's what they're putting. What we've eaten, half the blade, I've eaten half the piece of chicken before I found the bone, it's considered a oinus. But it's only till I find the bone. Once I find the broken bone, and I don't know the halacha because I didn't learn it, then it's not considered a oinus anymore. From now on, once you found the broken bone, and you just don't know the, because you chisor and yediyah, that's already not considered a oinus. So that's why it's important for us to know these halachas, which are very relevant. The first klal is, when we're talking about broken bones, like I said before, today, most likely, more than likely, a bone which is broken and you find at home is not a treifa. It's not a treifa. It happened after the shechita. It happened after the shechita. Anyone familiar with the base of shechita knows that we shecht it off, and after the shechting, it gets hung up on a line. In the line, part of the line, first the feathers get taken off, then it goes through a whole evisceration. In the line, it's very often that it gets stuck in the line, it gets stuck in a entangled, and the chicken, the bones get broken. A good mashkiach, knows the difference right away between a bone that's broken before the shechita and a bone that gets broken after the shechita. A bone that's broken before the shechita is like a mensch. Thomas Brecht's Chabayin, what happens? You get a bruise, it blows up, it's black, blue, black and blue like a bruise, and then, you know, it takes time to heal. So it's not something that's going to go away. It's going to stay red and black and discolored. anything that happens after the shechita can come a bit pink because there's still blood. It's before the salting, there's still blood. But it's never going to come black and blue and dark. So the first thing when you see a broken bone, you have to see the color. If the chicken is hardly discolored, you don't even have to ask a shayla. Because you're going to ask a shayla, you're going to take it to Rav, who doesn't know this, because he's not familiar in the Beis HaShechita, and he might even make a trefer, thinking this is a broken bone, which happened before. But any Rav who's familiar in the Beis HaShechita will not make trefer off, which is hardly discolored. So that's why it's rarely going to get, it at home, because all these oifers, which are problematic and do have a shayla, have been taken off by the mashgiach before it gets packed up. What happened at home, we used to shecht off, everyone took off to the shoichet, and they brought it back home, and then it was up to them to start checking, and it could have a broken bone from before. But today, like you said, very unlikely there's going to be a broken bone from before. So now I'm going to just show the practical parts of the chicken. Excuse me a minute.
You see a bone with a bit
black
and blue?
What?
You see in the house a bone that's colored.
Okay, so now it depends which bone. That's what we're going to get. Depends which bone. And this is... this is where the practical part comes. Which I do because I don't make it. I was very fortunate to be in my kids after that. One of the most old couples that I tried to make the kids without taking off his hat. I think that one of the main things I'll see the same thing. Let's try and make it short and sweet and to the point. This is a chicken. We only recognize a chicken until here. The chicken has a head. That's shocking. If you have a chicken that arrives with a full head, you have a problem. But every chicken has feet also. Now, for some reason, the health department decided the feet are healthy for us. So we rarely... people are going to know this part of the chicken, but this is part of the chicken. The elderly eat rice and miso. But do in America, it's not part of the chicken. You get it just from here. So Shekhanov mentioned that the chicken feet has three parts. It has the archiva, the shoik, and the kibbis. The archiva meaning this part, the shoik, the pulka, or familiar with the pulka, and this, the kibbis, this is the thigh. This part, the archive, there's no trace. So even if this were to get completely smattered, broken up completely, it's always kosher. So a cloud, kola yeser kenit. If you have two ayvrim, then it's as if it was not there, grown and straight. So let's say we have two pulkas growing out, it would be as if there would be no pulka, it would become trace. But we have three feet, which we see actually, something that quite often grows out another foot from here, and that's no problem at all. That doesn't make it trefer, because since even if this is nittle, it's kosher, even if it's not here, so kol ha'yesek, the nittle is not shy. So this is no shy. The only shy which is here, the one writes, that even an eiver, which isn't trefer, if it's broken off, mechai, that means it's just hanging, it would be kosher, but the shy from eiver minachai. Because it's not tikkur b'shita, so it's a shayla of evim and achai, because it wasn't mutter b'shas and shita, so if it stays, you have to cut it out, and you can't eat it. If it's a shayla, you can give it to a goy, because you know zayin mitzvah b'nai noyer, you can't even give it to a goy. On the other hand, as a lot of say, folia evichai mederabuno, and goyim al mitzuve on the evichai mederabuno, they are put on the right. The Rambam states that lam mitzvah an evim and achai ba'os. So the cloud, you the mice, the shach is machmed, the hefsim, the mice.
So this is this. This can't be traced. This can be a shayla of Menachai. Other shaylas cannot be. The shoyt, this is the poker. This is where the problem starts. Now this is actually a very nice theme. But very often you find in the bottom over here, it's a little pinkish red. It's a pinkish tinge. This is because after the shita, the off is hung on this, at this point, like this, and there's still blood inside. So very often it can get pink from a vein being smashed or being broken open. But that's not a shita, like we said, it's lift after shita, no shita. If this would have happened before the shita, then it's serious problems and this would be a trait. Now on this part of the off, there are two shaylas. First of all, if it's broken, if this is broken, but the more complex shayla is called the tzimis hagidim. The tzimis hagidim is this little end over here has 16 gidim. The tzimis hagidim are underneath the skin. Show you some of them. And here are some of the gidim. These white gidim, this is some of the gidim. Now these continue into the bottom part of the leg. Now, this is actually very good. So you see this leg? Take a look at it. You see this is being cut open? Because this comes from the Shechita, from Kiryasor Shechita, where every single leg is cut open, and the Shechita hold these gidim with their fingers to check that none are torn. So this is why you see, you don't see this at home, because we don't get this part at home. But if you see this at home, every single leg looks like this, because the bottom part, see they don't open it over here, they don't open it over here, so every chicken at home is going to look like this, people aren't going to like this. You can't bother with this. But if you, that's why you prefer to cut the bottom, shouldn't ruin it. But at home you can find a problem with seems like it. Now here you see some of them, there's 16 gidim over here. Any one of these 16, which is torn, shriveled, or no good, is automatically up. It's all 16, any one of these. Interesting, a big behemoth only has 3 gidim. A small of has 16. Now, Steichen and Moore, ein uni bekien, we don't know how to check the gidim. So if there's a marker, the mokum teens are gidim. If there's something, a bad bruise over here, automatically we render this whole chicken tray. Because we're not sophisticated enough to differentiate what's a marker which will tear the git and what's a marker that won't tear the git. So automatically what? A bruise. So we're talking about even as this bone isn't broken, all we see is a bad bruise here in the bottom. So it's not a broken bone. If it's a broken bone, it's the extra shayla. We're talking about a bad bruise and not capable of what seems like it. Now, to where does it seem? The tzimis hagidim means like it's a highway where all the gidim come together. What do you call it? Tzumah connect. A junction. So this is where all the gidim come together. Once it goes a little higher, they separate. Each one goes to its own place. So there is no shayla anymore. So the Ramo says the market, the mokhsis again, is only till half the eighth and half shoy. Just halfway up. Once, let's say, we have a poker which has a market, bad market on the top half, then it's no shayla. It's not the mokhsis again. Then we're mightier even more than that. That's where it says if it's two thumbs from the bottom, start thinking about the white piece, two thumbs from the white piece, it's kosher, higher than that is not seen as a good, not a shy.
Which part of the white piece?
What?
Which part of the white piece?
No, from this white piece over here, from this buchner, they call the buchner. This one used to make the chest pieces out of these. So anything more than two thumbs higher than this isn't a shy that seems like it. Now, another thing says in the Shach is very important. A market of Tzimis Hagidim means that we're not booking to check the Tzimis Hagidim. But the Shach of the Lushan says, Ein Hagidim Nikurim Machmas Haddam, meaning we have to see a big bruise, and when we open it, it's so much blood and dirt and discolor that we hardly recognize the gift. In our cases, even if you do get a marker sometimes at home, if you cut it open, you'll see the gift looks beautiful white. So that's not a shaykh. Even if you do have a marker, a mukim seems like it, if the gift looks perfect into your eyes, snishiv the shaykh look, I know in Nikkei, you don't even recognize the gift. Once it's clean, then it's no shaykh.
So this is
what? Every day is different, every farm is different, every location is different. There's no club. In the past 2-3 years, there's been a lot of studies on this, a lot of critiques, and there's no real formula to say what happens.
What?
Anyone has to do the
check all the gifts.
No, they don't check every gift. What they do, they pull out, like this, from their finger all the gifts, and they see right away if one is smaller.
So if it's bruised, then you can see a white
gid and it's not a problem. Yeah. Not white gid. It has to be that the market didn't reach deep into the gid. Okay, let's go further because we already touched the up. Okay, so in this part is the bottom half, let's say that the more the bottom half is the problem of tzimtzum gid. So even if it's not a broken bone, it's just a marker, we have a shayla of clay. From the bottom half up, where it gets wider, if the bone is broken, then we have a shayla. Meaning, if it's a makkah, there's a bad, bad bruise, you see a bad, bad bruise over here, ishvol, pulse, ba'aitet, just cut it out. Cut it out before cooking. Because after cooking, you have a shayla of serious hadam. You have some lemon, accumulation of dam, of blood in one place. That's an extra shayla. But it just, there's no treif shayla, it's a malicha shayla, a dam shayla. So if you just have a mat over here, it's no shayla. If the bone is broken, there's 2 days. If this bone is broken, it's safe enough. The Ramo says, Mehagim b'nai Ashkenaz, to be machne, that if this second part of this bone is broken, we render it treif. But what? First of all, 1 year is just a suffix trade. Some of the Chazal passings are bad at trade. If you live 100 years.
But why this is the trade?
Because it's the post dilemma. This form is
trade. What's the gathering of
trade?
What? If it's not 1 year.
Yik has trade for the Halukha Moshe. You don't need to gather it. It's Halukha Moshe.
So,
if it's broken this part, it's anyway trade for Sim Zagid. We're out if you can see that. And there's another interesting thing, because the halacha is if the bone gets broken, but it then stays alive and it fixes, it heals up. It's called the Shukano. Sheva al Sheva Yachto Yidvoik. The two pieces join together and it becomes one. So the Tirzul says a very obvious thing, that if this half of the bone heals, then it's okay. But if this part of the bone heals, it's not okay, because the problem is that tzimtzum hagidin got torn. It's not a problem in the bone, it's a problem that tzimtzum hagidin. So you have to know, it's two different things. This is a tzimtzum hagidin shayla, so even if it's not broken, it's just a makkah, and kolshkin if it's broken. And the top part is only if it's broken, and it's a chumrah from the Ramon, and the Hag, and the Ashkenaz. But if it heals completely, then it's kosher, then it becomes kosher. This is the second part of the book, it's called the thigh. The thigh is the eighth of Achilles, which is not for the Achilles. Anywhere on this second part, you find a broken bone over here, anywhere on this bone is broken, the holiday. There are some halachas that the bone is broken, it never came out, it's covered by skin, but we're not going to go take on that. No, this is the top. This is still the bone. This is the thigh. Anywhere this bone is broken, is traitor. This is the eczema. Achilles. Anywhere it's broken, is traitor. This is the other. On this part, there's another traitor. Vikhe da atma the shofni dikha. Now this is, Vikhe da atma is like, at the end of this thigh bone, it's joined to the other part of the body, to the main part of the chicken. And it goes in, like into a socket. So this moves out of the socket, even though it didn't break, it didn't actually break. It just moved out of the socket. This is Vicky the Atma, the shock of the Gifta. I just did it now. I moved it out of its socket. So when it's moved out of the socket, Mechai, it just happened when it was alive, it would become trade. Because the Mor says, there's another tie, it has to be the Achel Nivei, the two parts in the Achel Nivei. The Mor says, that we're not booking the Achel Nivei, so wherever we see this bone out of the socket, in its trade. Now this is one of probably the most mutzidige treifes in Beis HaShechita. Because when the Oifers are still alive, Achman is still alive, so they're running around and we have to tap them to put them on the truck. Because every place is different. But when they do it by hand, they like they copy that feet foot and the off is, you know, he knows where it's going. So he's fighting for his life. So very often, because of the fight, it moves out of its socket. So this is a very mutzidige Beis HaShechita treifa. Most times you find it in the Beis HaShechita. So this is something you can find at home. But again, if you find it something like this, it gets home like this, out of the socket, we know this happened la'ach HaShechita. Definitely. Because this is beautiful, clean, there's no marker over here. But sometimes you can see it really blood, a lot of blood and marker and black and blue. Then we know this happened. If it looks clean, then nothing happens. So this is a big doubt in the shop in the Hittai, and this is a Hittai. So if anywhere on this bone is broken, is a problem, and if this is moved from its place, it's also broken. What? Freezing a chicken to make it darker color, yes. So that means even something that was pink after Ashita can become more darker discolored after it gets cooked.
Can you move out of the socket and back in?
No.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. So you have to be familiar with the colors to know what when it's happening.
Is it possible to put it back into position?
I don't know. Let's cover the wing. The wing has two traces on it. Meaning the wing itself has no traces. Wing, whichever bone is broken, will be kosher as the wing itself. So let's say I find the off with three wings, what we mentioned before about the piece. If we have an off with three wings, it would be kosher. Kosher net kalayis in this moment, even with the outer wing, a chicken without the wing would be kosher. The problem with the chicken is the wing, bone of the wing, is very close to the lung. The lung of the chicken is over here. These are the tsilois, these are the ribs. You know the rib steaks, so we have the chicken also has ribs. So the chicken, the lungs are over here in the ribs. So if you see the very close proximity of the bone of the wing to the lung. Now, this bone is far from it. So this bone, if you find this bone at home, broken in 2, in 3, in 5, never a shayla of trade. Many people come to me with a shayla of this broken bone. This is, you have to, you know, you could actually hear it lower, you have to make a face that it's a big shayla. But this is no shayla. This bone is no shayla at all. This bone, since it's close to the off, you have to be matmeh. But also, it has to be close enough to have a problem that it could have bored the lung. So the shear is an etzma, or a goy, we use a goy. If it's more than a thumb's width away from there, then it's no shayla, because then it's too far from the lung to have caused the problem with the lung. So we measure with an a goy. If it's more than a goy, if it's like it's broken on the alaxin, so we look at the furthest point of the alaxin where it's steep, and the angle, we look at the furthest point of the angle, and if that's within an etzba, within a goigel to the lung, then it becomes broken. concentration. So again, this, wherever it's broken, it's kosher. Wherever it's broken, it's kosher. Wherever it's kosher, it's kosher as the knaf. It's not a shala, it's a mishtar hagav, is a shala of the reyeh. And the same thing, even if it heals, you still have a problem, because maybe when it was broken, it had a chance to bore the lung. So there's nishtar hagav, there's also nishmat hagav. But even if this bone isn't broken, it's just pulled out of its socket. So since it's close to the lung, the chance is pulled out of its socket, it might have schlepped the lung. It's a very thin the lung. So it could have schlepped. So either nishbar hagav or nishmat hagav is trefer of the leg. So in a behavior, we don't have a problem because we can blow up the rear, it's intestine if it was has a hole. But slightly no more, I'm in the bekiyim, the pikas, the rear is off. A rear is off is too small and we can't play around. So a rear is off becomes traitor. And any shayla, a rima, right, it starts to shine open. If one of the tzeloas is broken, it's also a shayla on the traitor, so off. A traitor is a rear. But this is something that I've never seen an off with broken tzeloas. So this is again, this is the shayla of the red. So let's go very quickly again. We have this bone, the bottom bone, there's no check, I put this aim in a car. This is a market the mukhi seems are given. This is this top bone is when it's broken, the second half. The thigh, anywhere it's broken or when it's pulled out of its socket. And the wing is only the bone that's close to the meat. Close to the body of the off, and also with it, a thumb is close, either broken or arrested. Now, if you've ever had a chicken that has a big mark over here on the white meat, it's kosher. It's very, it happens very often. There's no traces over here. Never any traces over here. Whatever you have here, it's no traces. Again, you have to cut it out before cooking, otherwise, you have a shayla of tzuyas hadam. But there's no shayla ever of
the thigh.
Okay.
Only the big bone,
which
is also a couple
smaller. There's no small. These are the bones. There's only two bones on the thigh. It's the thigh and it's the pulp. The wing has another little bone which they cut off before the melicha. As a dinner melicha. It needs another bone.
Do you need to check it? Do we need to go home and check the chicken?
No, definitely not. So that's why I go back to the first part of the shiur. Whatever's necessary has been checked in the Beis Hashkita. Whatever's mutzi has been checked in the Beis Hashkita. Whatever's not mutzi, you don't have to check. Now, if you find it and you don't know that look and you just continue eating, then you have a problem. But definitely you don't have to check anything we spoke about today. Well, there's another few parts here to just show you. The hate of the culture, when everyone was told the hate of the culture, this is what's called the culture. The pickle. Okay, this can have some real shyness, but by the time it gets to you, it won't have a shyness. This has a very thick skin, and sometimes you can find the nail still stuck in. But by the time it gets home, it's been cleaned out. So if there was a nail, you'd never get it home with a nail, because that would be cleaned out. But this is the labor we don't know what it is, no shyness, that's the blood, this is our labor. Now we have things on the process, things on the shoulders, and I give over the study to the
sorry I took away.